Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so delighted and so glad that you have joined us again for a few moments of fellowship as we're looking into the Word of God and studying the importance of God's Word. And I'm challenging you, beloved, to read the Word of God through this year. Beloved, God's Word is eternal. God's Word will never pass away, we're told in Matthew 24:35, Mark 13:31, Luke 21:33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, Jesus said, but my Word shall never pass away. God's Word is true. God's Word endures. God's Word will last, beloved. And so let me encourage you to spend time today in God's Word, to get into it on a regular basis, to read it, to hide it in your heart. If you'll begin reading 4 chapters a day, you'll be able to read the entire Bible through in a year's time. And I encourage you to get into it. By this time next year, you will have completed the entire Bible, having read the entire Word of God. And remember, it is the most important piece of literature ever written, because it's not going to pass away. All the other writings of men are going to pass away. They're not going to last. They're not going to endure. But God's Word will endure. We've already seen how that God magnifies His Word above His name. Psalm 138:2 makes it clear. And we know God's Word is important. And His name is important because He says the one who takes God's name in vain will not be held guiltless in Exodus 20 and verse 7 and Deuteronomy 5:11. And so, beloved, God elevates His Word above His name. And if His name is so important, how much more is His Word important? And God's Word brings people to Jesus Christ as Savior. We've already seen how that through the Word of God, the incorruptible Word of God, which lives and abides forever, an individual is born again. That is, born into the family of God. Remember, it's God's Word that describes how God created you with a spirit, a soul, and a body. 2 Thessalonians makes that clear, 2 Thessalonians 5:23, I believe it is, where God speaks of our spirit, soul, and body. And in Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And as God is triune, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, so God created man to be a triune being, and yet one person. So God is one and yet manifested and revealed as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and yet one. And so God created man as an illustration of His oneness, giving man a spirit, a soul, and a body. And it's the spiritual part of man where we get our identity. Whether we're a child of God or a child of Satan, it has to do with whether you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, have accepted Him as Savior or not. If not, you're a child of the devil. You're under the control and dominion of sin. You're in bondage to sin. But Jesus Christ can liberate and deliver and set you free. And that's why God's Word is so important. Because it is the Word of truth which will open your understanding and will help you to see that you need Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you might be born into the family of God and be delivered from the family of Satan and born into the family of God. Satan's family is going to be doomed and damned to a lake of fire for all the endless ages of eternity. But the family of God will spend eternity with Him in His sinless, wonderful, glorious presence where there is no sin and no iniquity. Oh, beloved, how important God's Word is, and how needful it is that you and I get into it on a daily basis and that we study it. Now, last time we read in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3 that blessed are those who read this book and heed this book and obey this book. We read in Jeremiah 15:16 in the Old Testament, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." That is, he believed in the Word, he accepted the Word, he received the Word, he acted on the Word, "and thy Word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Yes, Jeremiah knew the Lord God, and he was called by His name, just as every child of God is born into the family of God and is called by the name of Christ, a Christian. And we see that God's Word will strengthen your faith. We read that over in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, how the Word of God will strengthen your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And reading God's Word will strengthen and build up your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the truth of God's Word. And then in John chapter 17, the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the fourth Gospel, that is the fourth book in the New Testament. If you'll turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 17, here is recorded a prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ prayed to God the Father a short time before he was going to be hanged on a cross and crucified for the sins of the human race. And here in John chapter 17 and verse 17, we read these words of the Lord Jesus. He said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Did you know the truth of God's word will sanctify you? That word sanctify means to make one holy or to set one apart. This word sanctify has to do with setting one apart for the Lord God, to do the work of God, to be obedient to God, to walk in obedience to the truth of God's Word. And so the Word of God sanctifies us. The Word of God convicts us of sin and opens our eyes to the truth so we can confess our sin and make our heart right with God. The Word of God cleanses and purifies the individual who will read it and obey it. Dr. Charles Solomon, who is a Christian counselor, and I heard him speak in Denver one time. He was telling about counseling a man who had obsessive thoughts. That is, they were thoughts that were wicked and vile and that ran through his mind constantly, and he couldn't get rid of them. He was constantly thinking evil, impure things. And so he came to Dr. Solomon for help. And Dr. Solomon gave him some passages of Scripture to read. And he said, "I want you to read these passages of Scripture." And the man said, "Well, I can't concentrate on them because these terrible thoughts just run rampant through my mind." And Dr. Solomon said, "I want you to read these scriptures that I've given you twice a day for the next week, and then come in and tell me what's going on." So the man said, "Well, I'll read it, but I don't think it'll do any good. I've tried other things. Nothing helps." But the man began to read the scriptures that Dr. Solomon gave him. And in a week's time, when he came back to Dr. Solomon, he said, "You know," said, "I'm beginning to have freedom from those obscene thoughts." He said, "These thoughts that I've been reading of the Word of God, it's been penetrating my mind and been sinking into my inner being." And he said, "It's beginning to deliver me from those obscene and wicked and impure thoughts that were controlling me." And Dr. Solomon says, "Yes, and I want you to continue doing this, reading the Word of God, because it will have a cleansing effect upon your thinking and upon your mind." And it does, beloved, it does. There was an evangelist that was visiting another country where he had held some evangelistic meetings in the past, and he had come back to hold some more meetings. And the women, it was a third world country, the women were down by the river washing their clothes, and they were beating them on rocks and letting the water carry away the dirt. And so as this man was walking along by the river, one of the women recognized him and said, "Oh, I know who you are. I heard you last year when you were here holding those meetings." And she said, "I accepted the Lord as my Savior," and said, "The Word of God you taught, said it changed my life and made a new person out of me." And the evangelist said, "Well, what was it that I spoke about?" And she said, I don't remember. I just know the change that it brought about in my life." And he said, "Well, if you don't remember what I was speaking on, how did it have any effect on you?" And she said, "Well, do you see the water here above the rock before I'm washing my clothes? You see how clear the water is?" She said, "Now watch." And she put the clothes and hit them on a rock and allowed the water to flow over them. And she said, "You see how dirty the water is down here?" She said, "That water is flowing through the clothes and carrying away the dirt." And she said, "That's what the Word of God did for me." She said, "As I heard the truth of God's Word, it convicted me of my sin. It made me to see that I needed a Savior. And I opened my heart and I asked Jesus Christ to come in and forgive me for my sin." And she said, "The Word of God had an impact upon my life. And the Word of truth cleansed me from my sin." And she said, "It made a new person out of me." Beloved, that's exactly what God says. He says, Jesus said in his prayer, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." As you read God's word, beloved, it will have a cleansing impact upon your life, and it will cleanse you and convict you and open your eyes to the truth so you can turn from things that you're doing that are wrong and impure and evil and begin to walk in obedience to the Lord. It will have a cleansing effect upon your life. And then, beloved, did you know that God's Word will make the food that you eat holy? That's right. If you'll go to 1 Timothy again, go to 1 Timothy. If you'll go to the book of Hebrews, and in front of it are some little short books. It's toward the back of the New Testament. In front of the book of Hebrews are some short books. One of them is 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5. I want you to read that for yourself. Till next time, goodbye.